Hey everybody, welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? Still quarantined? I don't know what's going on. When does it all end, people? Anyway, glad to be back. As usual, off the top, I want to take the time out to thank each and every last one of you guys for downloading, streaming, however you listen, I appreciate it. So please tell your coworkers, your enemies, I don't know, yell at 6 feet to the person to your right. Go, hey, you should really check out this podcast. You should really check it out. It's pretty dope. It's only 20 minutes. You got nothing going on anyway. So, hey, you might as well listen to it. Man, Well, if you're new, welcome to my podcast, Negro Police Radio. I'm Chris Allen, and why am I doing my intro again? Typically, I start off with my milestone for the week. And for those who don't know, we have a 7-year-old son. His name is Miles. And I like to talk about the different things that he's been going through. Sometimes it's big, small, and other times it's just nothing going on. And we are at a nothing going on moment in time. But I got to be honest, man. Last week, I spoke about him still taking his Vyvanse. For his ADHD, and I'm not digging it while he's not at home, while he's at home and not at school. He's just a little too mellow for me, for my liking at home, and I'm pretty sure for school it's great, but I don't think there's enough stimuli here at the house to where it's warranted. And to be honest, I'm fine with redirecting him several times throughout the day. I would rather see him bouncing off the walls at home rather than taking the medicine and being just super mellow. It really hasn't changed his personality or anything like that. He's just a little too subdued for me. And I can't lie, it kind of bothers me. I guess it should bother me for school too, but I just feel like at school there's more stimuli and it works there. So he still can like have fun with his friends and, you know, laugh with his friends and all that kind of stuff. But here it's just us three. So I don't like it. And luckily his spring break is scheduled for next week. So we won't be giving him any of his meds all next week. And his school told us that they're going to be starting basically, they're going to do a continuation of the school year, but online. Before, they were just kind of giving them busy work to do in these little projects. Go, hey, you know, take a picture of a scavenger hunt. And, you know, what have you guys been doing while you've been at home? That kind of stuff. But now that it's official, like no one's going back to school, they figured, hey, we still have, what, almost 2 months of school left. So we'll just go ahead and continue with the education for the rest of the year, or the school plan for the rest of the year. So once they get back from break, quote unquote, they'll start learning what they were going to learn as if they were in school. So that's cool. But I got him signed up for that Adventure Academy, which is like a step up from ABC Mouse. So he seems to like that. It's kind of set up like a video game where you can kind of go on quests. It's open world. You know, you do all these different math problems or English problems or science problems to defeat the quest and you get points, you can buy stuff. So the kids are really into that, like mobile game type stuff. And that's kind of how it's set up, but through learning, with learning. So he likes that. And that's basically what we've been doing. And yeah, I don't want to bombard him with too much shit, man, to be honest. So like, other day he helped me make lunch, a couple of days ago when, you know, our checks dropped, I took him through the whole process and go, hey, all right, this is what my check looked like and my retirement check looked like. This is what mommy checks looks like and this is what our rent is. See, I have to pay this. And then I got on to the, our utilities and go, see, this is how much utilities cost, you know, for heat and lights. And this is how much the internet costs. And I would just show him, like, how we got to pay the bills and how money comes out of the house. And he really likes math and he understood it. He goes, oh man, that's pretty expensive, Dad. That's not, you know, that's not cheap. And over the last couple of years, he saved up, I think, about $120. So like I showed him the internet bill and it was like $100. He goes, I could pay that, Dad. I got enough money for that. So that's kind of cute. that he's saying that he could pay one of the bills. But, hey, I might have to take him up depending on how long this shit happens. But, man. So, yeah, sorry if that was a little too much for some people. They find that kind of stuff boring. But I guess if you listen to my podcast, you know the kind of things I talk about. And, you know, that's my son. But other than that, man, yeah, we're just maintaining the same thing and just trying not to go out too much. Running basically every day. And, I had my birthday last Sunday? Sunday before last? The 22nd. And to be honest, man, I feel weird getting birthday messages on social media. So I always take my birthday off of social media so no one can say happy birthday to me. I know that's kind of cunty, but it's just a lot. I don't know. I feel weird about it. But, yeah, I turned 40, and I decided to celebrate in a weird way. I didn't have any special dinner or anything like that. This is a weird milestone. I thought I feel fine now, but the day before and the day of, it was a little weird, you know, because I remember like, man, when I remember turning 30 and go, man, 40s are next. And I had to tell myself like, yeah, that's 10 years. And here I am 10 years later. You know, got a son, living in Virginia, I'm finally retired, doing comedy full time. And I know you tell yourself it's a long time, but before you know it, it's here, you know. It's pretty wild. And this is it's just a culmination of things. I didn't get to celebrate it because we were all basically locked down. And like, this is it, man. I feel weird about it, I can't lie. I feel kind of weird. Nexus 50, then 60, and maybe 70. But this is I'm in the beginning process of becoming an old man. You know, I wouldn't say I'm like in the prime of my life, but I'm still like it's a weird way to put, but a threat, I guess. You know, people can still see me as a threatening guy. I'm a big dude or whatever. But it's going to get to a point where, like, I'm just going to be an older guy at the store, and there's going to be some, like, 30-year-old dude, like, I could whoop this old dude's ass. But I'm pretty sure at my age now, there's some 20-year-old, like, oh, that dude's 40, he's old. But, yeah, man, it's just like I'm not taking the things that I can do for granted at, you know. I just think about my dad. It's just, you know, just growing up, he was, like, this strong guy, and here he is He's becoming an older guy, and he just can't do the things he used to be able to do. You know, like shoveling the driveway and carrying shit up and down the stairs, and you know, it's just very, very odd. I know how that it's affected me seeing my dad become an older guy, and like, hey, can you take this down the stairs for me? You know, and just to think like I'm about 15 years away from that with Miles. We're just like, hey, man, I can't really carry all this shit, man. Can you give me a hand? You know, because I can tell now, like, even just something simple like taking the bikes outside, and I can tell he'll look at me like, man, my dad's strong, you know, because he struggles with it. But here I am picking it up with one hand. I don't think I'm some strong man, but to a 7-year-old, your dad is like the strongest guy in the world. I remember looking at my dad like, Jesus, this dude's like a workhorse. He's so strong, he can lift all this stuff. And I'm in the beginning of the decline, and it's kind of weird. I know I'm making it sound grim. I'm glad that I was able to, you know, reach this age, and I don't think I look bad at all for my age. I feel like I look pretty young. I still feel pretty good, but mentally it's a lot to think about, man. Like it just doesn't stop. Life just does not stop. You just, like, even with like how the world stopped, basically, life hasn't stopped. You know? It's just, I mean, everything is on pause, man. Everything. This is affecting everybody. It's so crazy. I've been watching Peaky Blinders, and I'm just like, I'll step out of the show in my mind and look at all those actors on TV and go, they're all on quarantine, man. All these people, all these background people, all these actors, it's like they all know what's going on. It's like we're all going through the same stuff right now. It's everybody everywhere. It's pretty surreal. You know, you're starting to see people walk around with masks and gloves on at the grocery store now. It's like now people are like, oh, this isn't a fucking game. It's like, yeah. And that's what kills me about this too, man. And I hate getting political, but it's been politicized way too much to the point where I don't know what the end result looks like. I mean, is it too late? You know? And just people just realize, like, the sooner y'all just sit in the house and stop fucking crying, this could possibly be over, man. Stop doing dumb shit. Just stop it. It's fucking ridiculous, man. You got Hobby Lobby still defying orders. You got some idiot, I think in Georgia, is still allowing church services to happen. It's like, what are you trying to prove here, man? What are you doing? You even see some of these fucking right-wing idiots. Some dude tweeted, all the churches are closed, but for some reason all the mosques are still open. It's just like, you're still crying as some conservative white guy, like everybody is out to get you. It's like, shut the fuck up. And the thing is, I can almost guarantee 95% of those people, they weren't even going to go to church anyway. They don't go to church. It's like, shut the fuck up, man. You're just trying to get people riled up. You're getting all these right-wing, quote-unquote, Christians riled up. They don't even go to church. All you want to do is be able to say Merry Christmas. That's it. You don't know shit about the Bible. You don't know shit about Jesus. All right, you're just a cultural Christian. That's all you are. You just want to say Merry Christmas. That's it. That's it. Such a fucking double standard. You know what's funny, too? Remember when the Chiefs won the Super Bowl? And so, when the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, and Trump didn't realize Kansas City was in Missouri, he thought it was in Kansas, and people made fun of him. And all these people who came out, they were like, "Oh, to be fair, most of you guys didn't know where Kansas City was." It's just like, why do you have, in order to make this dude look good, you got to call everybody else, including yourself, dumb to make him not look dumb. And then you make the point of like, well, you don't really need to know where every city is. It doesn't matter if you're the president. You think the president, do you know where every city is in America? It's like, I think I have a good idea of where most places are located. And I knew where Kansas City was. But my point is, I'm a gun guy, as you guys know. I was looking on the internet some stuff. And apparently when Joe Biden got into it with that guy at the factory about guns, he slipped up and called it an AR-14. And I saw some lowers that called them Angry Joe AR-14s. And everyone's like, this guy's an idiot. He hates guns so much, but he doesn't even know that it's an AR-15 and not an AR-14. And it's just like, now, why all of a sudden did you have to be an expert on the topic to talk shit? You know, he made a mistake. Trump made a mistake. And, you know, you come to his defense. To be fair, no one else really knows where it is. It's like, he made a mistake. How come Joe Biden needs to get everything right? Like, if he doesn't know the muzzle velocity of a 223 round, now all of a sudden he just shouldn't be talking about guns? Because he doesn't know all the particulars and the parameters of the platform? Isn't that kind of a double standard? You know, you got the leader of the free world who runs the country doesn't know where one of his biggest cities are. But that's fine. But AR-14, complete idiot, moron. He shouldn't be talking about the subject. This is very weird. This double standard shit with these people. And that's one of my biggest gripes and disappointments with Republicans, man. It's like, y'all always talk all this shit about personal responsibility. You know what I noticed? And personal responsibilities and pulling yourself up by your bootstraps. But here's the thing. They never tell their poor white constituents to pull themselves up by the bootstraps or to improve their lives. They don't. They always tell them, no, we're going to make sure you can keep all your shitty jobs. That's their strategy, man. The people who work their hardest get paid the least amount of money, and what they do, and Democrats do that shit too, where Republicans, it's like you all you do is applaud and you pat these people on the back, the people that you look down on, these people who they cut grass, they lay brick, they're just basically laborers, you know, from construction, you know, blue collar people. They typically don't make a ton of money, and, you know, coal mines. And I get it. It's all noble work. It's hard work. I get it. But they're lying to these people, lying to them. Instead of telling these people like, hey, man, I think we should probably move on to the coal job from the coal jobs and let's find something else for you. No. You don't. You tell them that brown people and black people are stealing their way of life. They're stealing their jobs. They're changing things from how it used to be when you were a kid, and you shouldn't like it. But they want to tell black and brown people, oh, you gotta better your life. You gotta pull yourself up by your bootstraps. If you're having a hard time, why don't you go to school? You know? And they tell all these other hardworking poor white people, like, look at these welfare queens. You work your ass off every day. You come home dirty, you know. You go to Walmart after being out in the sun all day, and you got to buy white bread and bologna and cheese, and you can't get, you know, high quality cuts of meat, all because, you know, there's some welfare queen out there, and she's got two carts, and all these babies hanging from the side of the cart. And look at her. She's got shrimp and lobster and steak. She's on welfare. She's not working. And look at you. You're dirty. You're tan. You're tired. Your back hurt. And look what your family's eating. Look what they're eating. How come you don't tell that guy with no education and a shitty job to go back to school? Because you want him to keep doing the jobs that you don't want to do. That's why. Liberals do it too. They take poor black people. Look at you, man. Look at the white man done to you. You can't even. Here, take this. Take this over here. Take this over here. This is free. You know, you had it too hard, man. Someone should just pave the way for you. And I believe people need help. You know? We all need help to a degree. No man or woman is an island. You need a hand up sometimes. But basically just telling people that they're just straight up victims, and no matter what you do, these people are going to keep you down. And this is like, that's exactly what both sides do, man. They're just lying to a different group of people to make you hate the other. And meanwhile, you're all the ones doing the fucking work. You're doing all the fucking work. What's that? 80% of 20% of people do 80% of the work. That's what it is, man. That's what it is. You're just keeping people fucking pissed off at each other. And honestly, I think once this is all over, I think we'll come out even more divided, man. You know, I really feel that way. But I'm really hoping that as this goes on, and unfortunately things become more and more tragic, I think people will realize we need to stop allowing people based on their gender, their color, their political affiliation. It's time to stop letting them get away with bullshit and lying to people and just not being honest about what's going on in our government. You know, I just, and it's our fault, man. We allow it. Shit that we would nail the other guy to the cross for, we make excuses for the people that we like. And it's bullshit, and it's getting us nowhere. And unfortunately, I think it might result in hundreds of thousands of people dying at this point. You know, because now you're seeing conservatives blaming the impeachment that, you know, well, we were sidetracked by the impeachment. We couldn't get ready for this. Yeah, y'all thought this shit was a joke from the get-go. And y'all the main ones saying everybody needs to stop making everything about Trump. And y'all made this fucking outbreak about Trump, and now look at us. Now look at us. All because you felt like they were trying to hurt your guy. It's bullshit, man. Just stay the fuck at home. for a few weeks, and then hopefully we can get back to normal, man. I'm sick of this shit like everybody else. I want to go out and do some stuff. Don't you? But it's just weird, man. I don't know what the world's going to look like. It seems like the world that we had before didn't even exist. It's crazy how quickly that how things change, man. It's very, very odd. But all right. Was there anything else? No, there was not anything else. I think I need to start doing like an Ask Me Anything so I can answer some weird questions. I got to get some themes or something. Maybe I got to fucking watch some more movies and review them or something. But yeah. So everybody stay inside. Stay safe. Don't let your mind run away with you. Stay informed. But also, yeah, find the positive news. But keep it real with yourself. Be honest. That way we continue to take this seriously. We need to really know what the conditions are out there. You know, don't get too high, don't get too low, and do something nice for somebody. All right, peace. Oh, follow me on Instagram and Twitter, Chris Allen Comedy, ALAN. Now I'm out. I'm trying to get out. I'm trying to log back into my phone. There you go. And I'm gonna get some new podcasting equipment. I got to break down and do it, man. All right, peace.